Plum, written and read by Holly McNish. Mind. How the world should be. First poem I wrote down, aged 8, after a school litter picking trip. Meadows yellow, brown and green, rainbows in the sky. No litter on the grass or fields, butterflies flutter by. River water sparkly clean, no pollution in the air. That's how the world should be, so try to take more care. Dandelions. Written aged 30. For Mum and your advice. I love you to the moon and back, Holly, but you are no more important than a tree. When it all seems too much, and I wonder why we're here, and I think about the sun, and I wonder why it's there, and my daughter points to space, and the emptiness upsets me, and I lament my lack of God, and I wish that one would find me. And I worry what is out there, and I wonder what the point is, and I panic about death, and I panic it's all pointless, and I wonder when space stops and what the fuck we're on this rock for. I think of strawberries in the summer, firmed and ripe and juicy, and how perfectly dandelion seeds are made to helicopter breezes procreating across fields. And I remind myself, this is not all about you, Holly. Love. Mum held out her palm that day. Runner bean seeds. I was about 8 years old and my brother 10. Mum marked us a small patch of soil each and we shoved our index fingers poke by poke into the dirt, dropping one seed into each hollow. We danced across the garden, watering cans tumbling. We waited impatiently. We made the seed sachets into flags, sellotaped to lolly sticks. We labelled them in our best writing. Then we stood back, triumphant as our own moon landing marks. Each day after school we ran out to watch, as ever so slowly sprouts crept through the soil. Mum stuck in a gigantic wooden pole amongst each of our patches of shoots and we fidgeted as plants began winding their way up. My brother noticed flowers first, orange bursts which soon blossomed and stuck out their runner bean tongues at us. We stuck our tongues out too. My brother began to pick and crunch. I huffed. Mum said, some things take more time, Holly, as I racked my brain for what I'd done wrong. Not one flower. I watered, waited some more. Then, one morning, my brother squealed, raced into my bedroom, grabbed my hand and ran me excitedly outside. From nothing, my plant had very mysteriously sprouted 20, if not more, identical and gigantic runner beans overnight. I didn't question it, just stared, held my brother's hand, beaming with delight. I hadn't seen you in your nightie, Mum, sneaking out in moonbeams, clutching torch, bought beans and sewing kit. I didn't see the threads at first, green, camouflage, meticulous, your running stitch. I didn't see your slippers soiled, back hunched, weary in that tricky light. Just stood with my big brother, held his hand tight, loving life. Love. Written age 9. I got given a big sheet of stickers one day when I was 9. One of the stickers was of 2 parrots staring at each other with a glittery red love heart between them. The parrots were lined thickly in bright, sparkling gold. I felt straight away it was the most magical sticker I'd ever been given. I wrote a poem for my mum and dad and nervously titled it Love. I remember feeling very grown up and carefully sticking the parrot sticker to the left of the title to mark how serious I was about this. I thought the line, love is the poor man selling the beer, was really cool. I'd never seen an old man selling beer, I still haven't. I don't know if it even exists as a job. But I liked that line a lot back then, because it had alcohol in it, something I knew I wasn't really meant to talk about. After writing the last line, I immediately chickened out of giving it to Mum or Dad. I put it into a maroon folder and hid it under my bed, feeling embarrassed I'd written it and petrified someone would find it. A few days later, I moved it into a separate, secret pocket at the back of the folder. Love is the moonlight shining clear gold. Love is the beauty you cannot hold. Love is the flower that shines on your face. Love is silk and love is lace. Love is the ship sailing on by. Love is the sunset that brightens the sky. Love is the birds that nest in the trees. Love is the soft, whispery breeze. Love is the fire bringing warmth to your heart. Love is the people that will never part. Love is the oak tree standing